I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We're all in a fritter, Twitter. What are we in a?
Wow.
Well, it's this cat that showed back up after 10 years.
Yeah, it makes me mad. I don't know about you guys.
Why we're in a fritter. What's the word I'm looking for?
A fritter.
Is it a Twitter?
Twitter pay. Yeah.
Yeah, we're all Twitter pated.
That.
What am I saying? When did I become 90? What the hell is going on? All right, never mind.
A tizzy.
Oh, God, thank you.
Tizzy. Here we go.
Why couldn't I?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm changing Joe Biden right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so there's a Las Vegas family who lost their cat.
Aw.
10 years ago.
They really lose it, or was it? Okay, you're right. They lost. All right.
You're already jumping in. And by the way, we're going to want to hear your stories of something you thought it was gone forever.
Yeah.
Like you lost it.
It was gone.
And it just somehow found its way back. I'm glad we're starting with a cat here, because most of the times when we do thought it was gone forever, it's based on a ring, and we have plenty of ring stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then everybody's like, then it just turns into found a ring. And we don't want just found ring stories, but like this cat went missing. It went missing from a friend's house. So maybe they were pet sitting. You can relate to that.
Okay, you're right.
You've pet sat. Yeah. The cat fled from the friend's house about a decade ago. And they received a call this week from the Animal Foundation saying the cat had been found.
Like, dang.
Crazy.
So why does that anger you, Steve?
Well, first of all, I thought the cat owners were negligent and the cat got away that way.
Okay.
And if I was that cat, I would go, why would I want to fight my way back to that family?
That is true.
Pay attention to me.
Right. They don't even love me.
Right.
They put me in the care of someone who lost me.
Thank you.
They didn't vet their pet sitting service at all.
See?
Yeah. I'm kind of getting angry.
See?
Okay.
That cat probably hates that it had a microchip.
It does.
Right?
I'm assuming. Because what's that cat? Is there not now a new family that is going, where the hell's my cat?
That's what I was thinking.
Yes. And then the cat shows back up to this family. Now they're just stuck with a 10-year-old cat.
Ooh.
Truth.
Yeah. It was all young and cool and we got it, but now it's just an old cat.
It was a cool little kitten.
They probably got 8 cats since then. So now
they obviously replaced the cat.
Right.
But they're... Are we doing Thought It Was Gone Forever?
Yeah, what is this
or
about again?
Can Steve ruin it?
Yeah,
it's a little bit of both. Everybody seems happy, but I'm like I said, I believe there's probably a little girl out there going, Sprinkles.
Yeah,
where's my sprinkles?
Right?
Yeah, because little boys don't have cats, right? Truth. All right, so that is a pretty amazing story.
Yeah.
That just happened from the microchip. There are a billion stories of dogs who actually find their way. How does that work?
Thousands of miles.
Like
crossing rivers. And
Yeah. It's like Milo and Otis. Wait, those were cats. Were they cats? I don't remember. Was one a dog, one a cat? It was a movie? Never mind.
Don't know.
I'm over here.
Movie.
It was like a Disney movie. Never mind. I'll be over
here.
No, but it was like they crossed. They did what Amber's describing. They're going through. And there's bears attacking them and stuff. And
dang.
They eventually made their way back. There was a dog just recently, like their family moved like 2,000 miles away. And the dog ran away.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, crap. And they thought it was gone forever. The dog walked all the way back to their original house. So the people who bought the house was like, your dog showed up.
Oh, it didn't know the new house.
Right.
It went to the old one.
Wow.
But how would it...
They made it walk to the new one after that?
They made a hitch. No, but how would it know that my house... Like, once a dog gets close to the house, like when I had a dog, he'd be riding in the back of the car... They perk up when they start to smell the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain smells of your neighborhood, but how would it know it's in LA? How would it know?
How would it?
you know, Denver is this direction.
That is,
or did it just keep walking and smelling and smelling and walking?
And eventually just...
Or do they have some, like, magnetic force thing in their head?
It'd have to be that.
There's got to be something.
Something.
Because that's
yeah, that's
it's impossible,
wild.
Right?
It seems like it would be, but it's happened.
There's one other story that I just saw the other day. There was a family who their grandma lost her ring in the UK 34 years ago at their house. They sold the house. They've moved on, whatever. 34 years go by. The new family moves in. Like probably four or five families move in 34 years. Mm-hmm. They decide to plant a garden. When they plant the garden, up comes some carrots with a ring on it.
Get out.
No way.
And they went. They just went back through all the homeowners till they found somebody who'd lost a ring in the garden. It was Nana's ring, 34 years in the ground, till a seed picked it up and carried it up to the surface.
Wow.
What are the odds?
That's and then... To have the wherewithal to then try to find a family.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, I might have asked the family like right before me, but then after that, and even that, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't care that much.
Right.
All right, so we want to hear your stories that you lost something and it miraculously came back. We call it, I thought it was gone forever. There's another story about a ring, and here we go. Now we're going to get nothing but ring calls.
Yeah.
But this one's going to highlight something that I think most of us know. Steve has no moral compass.
What?
There's a California diver known as Merman Mike. Okay. He jumped into a Sacramento river and was able to recover a lost ring worth $17,000.
Dang, that's a pricey ring.
Merman Mike was approached by a man named Bill Fitty. This
can't be real.
None of this is real.
Bill
Merman
Fitty?
And Fitty.
Hey, Bill Fitty. Are you Merman Mike?
This is 100% made up.
It is. The man had dropped a ring into the Sacramento River that was a gift from his brother. Oh, it's not even a wedding ring. It's like a dude's ring worth 17 grand. Weird. Merman Mike said his first dive came up empty. So he dropped a brick into the water in the same spot where Fitty lost the ring so he would have a better idea where to look. He surfaced from his second dive with the ring in hand.
Ta-da!
And Fitty, as he's called, gave him $1,500
nice.
To do the thing.
That's cool.
And this is where Steve said...
Okay. Well, Slacker, you used to be a diver.
Yes.
And I was just like, what? If you were the diver, you come up the first time, you go, I couldn't find it. And then you wait till the guy that owns the ring leaves, and then you just go back down, you get the ring, and then you just take it.
Why?
Because it's $17,000.
Okay, that's a good point. Why would I have to go back down a second time? Couldn't I just hide it? Couldn't I just...
Or yeah, or just pocket. Yeah, just whatever
pocket.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you're a skin diver and you just got shorts on, you know, you can...
Yes, that you pocket it and then you just
shove it
you,
in.
You tell the guy, oh.
Yeah, sorry, I never found it.
Yeah, it's not there.
But then when you go on Pawn Stars to pawn the $17,000
ring. He's out.
By the way, Bill Fitty. You want to watch Pawn Stars? No? Don't. That's the.
Why?
I think Merman Mike, as a merman,
that's his job.
He's got a better moral compass than you.
Yeah.
He gets a satisfaction out of returning lost items to their
for nothing.
I bet that's how he got his nickname.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I would have taken the $17,000.
So would I. $1,500 versus. All right. So if you lost something, you thought it was gone forever, and it miraculously came back. Katie?
Yay.
What'd you lose? What'd you get back? What happened?
So I had a letter that my dad had written saying to my birthday girl right before he died in 2000. And I carried the letter around with me everywhere. And I ended up getting into a car accident. And I thought that the letter had just been lost in the debris with everything. About 10 years goes by, and I am moving out of my first home into my second home with my husband. And all of a sudden, in the top of one of our shoe boxes, there was the letter that said, to my birthday girl.
Dang.
How did it...
What?
So it wasn't in your car, or did it just... How did it...
I don't know to this day. I had it with me at all times. And at one point, I tried to read it, because he had ended up committing suicide.
Oh.
And mailed me a letter. Right before he did it. And so I attempted to read it, and then not a clue what happened to it after the car crash. And then on the top of a memory box that I'd looked 100 times before, There was a letter.
It just found its way back to you.
Your dad helped you find it.
Probably.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. That's that gave me a little goosebumps on my arms. Thank you for the call, Katie. Carol, what'd you think you lost?
My cat.
Oh boy. Steve won't be impressed, but what happened?
Okay.
I'm living in Boulder. I'm 10 years old. We're moving from the mobile home to a condo. Last load up. And she takes off. She gets scared. My mom says, she's gone. And we take off 5 miles away. We've never been there before. That cat found us 6 months later. Was so obsessed. I put her on a pillow. She oozed.
Wait, but she found you at your new place that she'd never been?
Yes.
She smelled the universe until she found the right house?
I don't know how. No, we lived in the condo. She found, I don't know if it was the car or what.
Wow.
But she found us.
And then she was just
at the bottom of the stairs. We were on the fourth floor. And I walked down and there's my cat. And I went and got the pillow. And I laid her on that. And my mom took her to the vet. And it was an ungodly amount. And she said, you have to take payments or you can put the cat down. And that cat lived. And it was just.
Wow.
Yeah, it loved you.
I don't have an explanation.
I don't know how the cat would.
Well, GPS. I mean, that's how we
They don't have the cat. Apple Maps. I remember them saying something about 28th Street.
This is before 1980.
Wow.
No, that is.
That's impressive.
That is crazy.
I think you finally found a way for a pet coming back to impress Steve. Thank you for the call.
That was good.
There's just no. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
How the cat would have got there.
Right.
David?
Yay!
Yay! Hey. Thought it was gone forever.
So, hold on just a second. Okay. So, I got a bracelet from my mom for when I first got sober a few years ago, and it was a quote that said, son, always remember you are smarter than you think, braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and loved more than you'll ever know. It was an awesome gift, blah, blah, blah.
That is.
And so, about 5 years later, after that, I lost it somewhere, moved, and about 5 years later, I was going back into treatment, and as I was going back in packing, I found it. Unbelievable, couldn't believe it, and I've been sober since.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You went back into treatment? Was that the treatment you've been going to the whole time, or at a new place?
Or was it in your bag? Where was it?
So, it was actually lodged inside of the vacuum. We have, like, this big, like, shop vac,
yeah,
type vacuum, and so it'd been lost in there like this entire time. And my mom, she was like, "Before you go, you need to go and clean the floors of the kitchen because she wanted me to do a few things." So I did, and that's literally when I found it.
Get out!
That's
your mom led you back to the lost.
She did,
yeah. Without
and you needed that bracelet to get sober.
How often they must not change the bag?
You
on
know,
that
you do gotta change out those shop vacs, people. Yes. They're not there forever. Robin.
Yay.
Yay. Thought it was gone forever.
My car got stolen. Okay. And inside of it was my gym bag full of everything you need, makeup, fry boots. Oh, and a baby bag with a baby blanket my mom made.
Oh.
It was sad.
Okay.
Thought it was gone forever. And then like a month later, this lady called. And it was at a gas or a car wash on Evans and I-25.
The car was, or your gym bag, or all of it?
Just the gym bag and the baby blanket.
And were you ever on Evans at a car wash? Or what did you...
No, never. And I had business cards in my bag.
That's how they found you.
My phone number. Yeah.
Oh, so someone was at that.
Nice lady. I have two kids, so I couldn't go get it because it was like nighttime. And so this nice lady took it home, and I got it the next day.
Whoa.
That's really cool.
Someone on Evans returned stolen.
I know, you wouldn't think.
Okay.
Those Evans people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Robin. Steve's finding a way to make sure that we alienate zip code by zip code. Now we're doing it. 80222 coming for you next. That's my zip, by the way.
I was going to say that's a.
Wait, 80022.
80, you have two twos in
I
yours.
Don't remember.
You
don't Brian.
Know. Hi, yay.
Yay. Thought it was gone forever.
So I lost my Social Security card when I was 19 years old. When I was 35 years old, someone anonymously mailed it to me. Somehow found it and, just mailed it back. I was really shocked.
Get
That's a weird thing to take the time to send back.
Social Security card.
Was it laminated?
No, it was not. It looked the same as it had. It had my same signature. It was kind of dog-eared. I couldn't believe it, though. I was like,
they had to track you down.
Yeah. It took them 20 years to do it.
Yeah, because they'd open a bunch of like credit cards and whatnot. They're right. Like, well, we've ran your credit score down in the low 200s, so I might as well send this back to you. Thank you, Brian. That's incredible. Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thought it was gone forever.
So I grew up with a brother. My dad was very tight about his sister. He knew there were some possibly old marriages or old, you know, other siblings. We knew nothing. When he passed away about 8 years ago, I took possession of photo albums, and one of them had this little girl in a lot of them. I'm like, I don't have a sister. So I used some dates and names I found on the back of the pictures and tracked down a long-lost sister I never knew about.
Get out.
Shut up. So, you found a sister.
I found a sister I never knew about. So and it even gets, you know, there's more levels than that. So I drove out to meet her. She lives in Oregon, and I brought the pictures that I used to find her. Come to find out that her and her mom's house burnt down when she was young, and all their pictures and photo albums are toast.
Oh.
So I had the only pictures of her as a baby in existence.
Wow.
That, so her thought it was gone forever was you showing up with her baby picture. That is incredible.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.